You're riding alone on a moonlit but starless night. You just missed your exit. Now there's only one way back home. So sit back, open your ears, and hold on tight. Because you're about to take a quick detour through Uncanny County.
Are you family?
I'm her fiancé. Where is she?
Curtain three.
Jill!
Mom! Mom! Why can't I see anything?
Baby Jill! Baby, can you hear me?
Yes! I just answered!
Doctor, is she...
Stable, but so far unresponsive.
Oh, God.
I just responded. Am I in a hospital? Somebody answer me!
Are you her doctor?
Mm-hmm. Dr. Hayes. That's Nurse Whitrock.
Natasha.
Why can't I see anything?
Why are those bandages over her eyes?
The windshield was shattered in the crash.
Crash?
We didn't see any corneal damage, but there were quite a few lacerations around her eyes and eyelids.
Oh, dear.
That's probably nothing to worry about. The bandages should come off in just a few days.
What about the other driver?
There was no other driver. Cops said she lost control and rolled the car herself.
No.
They said they pulled her from the car right before it burst into flames.
No,
oh, my God!
Wait. I remember.
She must have fallen asleep at the wheel.
No, I didn't fall asleep.
Oh, Lord, Steph, I was just talking to her this morning.
It's okay, Dot. It's gonna be okay.
She was probably texting.
Nurse!
What? Distracted driving is an epidemic.
No, I was just driving. Going to check out that wedding site.
Sorry, folks. Natasha's new. All right, ladies, I'm afraid we're going to have to ask you to step outside for a bit. Jill is stable. We're gonna run a few more tests.
No, don't leave me here.
Come on, Dot. They'll take good care of her.
There's a waiting room right down the hall. We'll call you right away if she wakes up.
No, goddammit, I'm awake! Can't you tell I'm awake?
Though she has committed no crime, Jill Conway has awoken to find herself locked in a prison. But this prison has no concrete walls or iron bars. Jill is locked within the prison of her own body. Unable to move or even speak, Jill has no way to communicate to the outside world that she is, in fact, awake. And as awful as that may sound, Jill is about to come across something far worse from the darkest corners of Uncanny County.
Good morning, Sunshine.
Morning, Nurse Denny.
Morning, Denny.
You're here bright and early.
It's not like I'm getting any sleep. I'm going to get another coffee. I'll be right back if she...
Gotcha. Let's get these curtains open, shall we?
God, how many days has it been now? 3? 4?
Sure, Denny, that would be nice.
I wonder where Mom is this morning.
Honestly, I don't know why they close them at night. It's not like the streetlight is going to keep you awake.
Oh, wait, is it Tuesday? Is she volunteering?
And you do need your sunlight. Good old vitamin D. Oh, hey, Doc.
Who are you talking to, Denny?
Just our patient.
I highly doubt she can hear you.
Then I highly doubt you're much of a doctor.
You're probably right, Doc, but you never know.
Thank you.
Fair enough. Nice watch.
Thanks. My aunt gave it to me. It's vintage.
Is that real gold? Nice.
For my anniversary.
Anniversary?
My 10-year anniversary. Here at the hospital. You remember.
I must have been off that day.
No, you were there. There was cake.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's take a look at those eyes, shall we? Denny, would you mind removing the dressings?
Finally.
Sure thing, Doc.
Is it this one? Oh, sorry. Dr. Hayes, please report to the nurse's station immediately. Dr. Hayes, please report to the nurse's station
immediately. You have got to be kidding me.
Denny, go ahead and take off the dressings. I'll be right back.
You got it, Doc.
Oh, thank God. come on.
Good things come to those who wait.
Wait, you can hear me?
Hmm?
You can? Can you help me? I'm trapped in here. No one can tell I'm awake.
Now, let's get these bandages off.
Hello? Hello? You can't hear me.
Obviously, you can't hear me.
Looking good, looking good. I'd say those scratches are almost entirely healed.
At least I can see again.
So, let's see what we've got. Hello, is there anybody in there?
I can't move, much less talk, jackass.
Can you blink? Once for yes, twice for no kind of thing?
Blink. Oh my god. I can.
Well, that's something. Let's do a little test. Once for yes, twice for no. Is your name Tammy Wynette? No. Okay, is your name Jill Conway? Yes!
You got that? Oh, thank God, finally!
Huh. Well, that is a problem.
What's the problem? Is something wrong with my eyes?
Let's get some new bandages on there just to be safe. All right with you, hon?
No, wait, what's wrong? My eyes are fine. Why are you covering them again? Look at me, no!
All right, you're good to go.
Morning, Stephanie.
Oh, morning, Doctor.
We're just taking the bandage. Denny, I thought I told you to.
I did, Doc, but they still look pretty bad, so I went ahead and changed the dressing. I figured you'd want me to.
Oh. Well, okay. That was probably a good idea.
Good idea? Maybe you should check.
Still, I should probably...
They're coming along, Doc. Wouldn't want to expose them again for no good reason.
Good point. Denny here knows what he's doing.
I'm fine. My eyes are fine. What is wrong with you?
Can't you just take a peek?
They'll come off any day. Couple more, tops.
All right.
Then I'll see you tomorrow. Wait, is today Monday?
Thursday.
Sorry. Damn 30-hour shifts. I'll take a look at her on Thursday, then.
Another week.
Today is Thursday.
I meant Monday. I'll see you Monday.
4 days from now?
Do we really have to wait that long?
Well...
Dr. Hayes, please report to the nurse's station immediately. Dr. Hayes, please report to the nurse's station immediately.
Stephanie, I know you're in a hurry to get the bandages off, but I'd say in this case, it's better to be safe than sorry, especially given that Jill is in a coma.
I'm not in a coma!
Did y'all put the deposit down on the horse farm?
Not yet.
What? You were supposed to do that last week.
I feel so guilty. I told her I already had, but I think she knew I was lying.
She always knows. You'd better get on it. Jill said their dates would fill up quick. A lot of weddings in the spring.
Dot.
She's gonna wake up any day, and she's gonna ask you why you didn't do it.
I was going to do it, honest, but... Jill was changing her mind again.
I just said I was thinking about it.
Now she wants to have the wedding in this old refurbished bank vault.
Really?
Don't be judgy. You haven't seen it.
Dr. Baker.
Oh, I don't care. I'm good with whatever she wants. I just want it to happen.
Oh, darling, it's gonna be okay.
All right, ladies. I'm afraid it's that time.
Can't they stay a little longer?
Can't we stay a little longer?
Now, Dorothy, you know the rules.
I know. Good night, sweetie.
Good night, Mom.
Good night, my love. I'll see you tomorrow.
Good night, babe.
Come on, Dot. I'll buy you a drink.
Ugh, I thought they'd never leave.
Oh, shut up, you son of a bitch.
You kiss your mama with that mouth?
You can hear me?
Of course I can hear you.
You can hear me.
I can't not hear you. It's like you're broadcasting. 24/7. Every damn thought in that pretty little head.
So why didn't you say anything?
Why don't you tell me?
I don't know. I don't understand.
Neither did I at first.
What does that mean? How come you can hear me?
You and I? Near as I can tell, we're kindred spirits. Peas in a pod.
I don't know what...
Psychic.
Come on.
You never suspected. All those times you knew people weren't being honest with you, but you couldn't figure out how.
Huh. Oh.
No surprises on Christmas morning.
Well, but I...
I bet you even knew what that ring looked like before your girlfriend popped the question.
Okay. Let's say you're right, and I am. Why won't you help me?
I never had me a psychic before.
What is that supposed to... I swear to God, if you lay a hand on me...
You'll what? Sock me in the jaw? Scratch my eyes out?
I'll...
Take it easy, darling. That ain't what I'm here for.
I want to get inside that head of yours.
Then what?
Don't worry about it.
Hey! Stop it!
You're just making it harder on yourself.
Stop that! Get out!
Got so much in there, I can almost...
Get out!
Ow!
Wow. Feisty. I like that.
Don't you dare do that
blah,
again!
Blah, blah, blah. I gotta go. I'm a popular guy. In high demand. But don't worry. I'll find a way in. Always do. I love a challenge. And it ain't like you're going anywhere.
All right, I'm coming, Natasha. Lord.
Oh my God. What am I gonna do? Someone... Can anyone else hear me? Anyone?
Dr. Formica, please call 449.
Which one did you book, the bank vault or the horse farm?
Both. It's only money.
Oh, baby, not on top of everything, no.
Oh, Stephanie, don't cry.
I should have been there.
What?
What?
She wanted me to go with her to see the place, but I canceled because of that stupid meeting.
Steph, this isn't your fault.
You can't blame yourself, Stephanie.
If I'd been driving...
You never drive. I would have been driving.
Steph, darling, isn't Jill usually the one who does the driving?
Well, I mean... She just drives because she thinks she's better at it.
I am better at it.
She is better. But if I had been...
You wouldn't have been. This is nonsense.
Nonsense. If you'd been there, maybe you'd also be in a coma.
Or dead.
Or dead.
Or worse.
Or worse.
What's worse than being dead or in a coma?
Wait. Mom? Mom? Can you hear me?
Daughter, you all right?
I'm fine. I don't know. It's almost like I could feel... Oh, nothing. I just know she wouldn't want you to beat yourself up like that.
How did I do that? I know she heard me. How did I do that?
I know. You're right.
I always am. Now pull it together and be that badass my daughter fell in love with.
Oh, damn it.
Oh.
Punctual as always, Denny.
What can I say? I'm a stickler. And I'm afraid it is that time.
No. No, 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 no.
We haven't seen you all night.
It's been a little crazy around here. Some guy drove into a herd of cattle over on Route 7.
Oh, dear.
Oh, darling, that's not the half of it.
Well, we've been waiting for you to take the bandages off.
Oh.
You said they would come off today.
Yes, finally. Jigs up, Denny.
We really ought to wait on Dr. Hayes.
Afraid I'll blink?
I mean, I'm not really authorized.
Well...
Come on, babe. Don't roll over like that.
Denny, you've changed the bandages before. The only difference is that we're in the room. I'm afraid I have to insist.
There's my badass.
Oh, Denny, please. I need to see my little girl's eyes.
Well, it's not really in line with hospital policy.
If you think they need to be rebandaged, then you can just put them right back on. No harm, no foul.
All right, all right. For you, Dot. You wore me down. But her eyes are gonna be dry. I'll need to put drops in them. Let me go get some. I'll be right back.
Dot, I don't know, but do you think there's a little something off about that guy?
Yes, yes.
Who, Denny? I think he's a wonderful male nurse.
It's just nurse, Dot. I can't put my finger on it, but there's something. He's...
He's bad. He's awful. Please hear me. You've got to help me.
What makes you think...
It's just a feeling. It's almost like...
All right, ladies. I got some drops. Let's take a look at them peepers. Oh, they are dry. Let me get some drops in there.
My eyes are fine.
Oops, a little too much.
Stephanie, come look at me.
Oh, my baby.
Jill, baby. Can you hear me?
Yes. Ask me to blink. Ask me to blink.
Blink if you can hear me.
I can. I am. I am blinking. Aren't I?
Damn it.
No, no. Blink, damn it, blink.
Sorry, ladies, but I do need to ask you to leave. Visiting hours and all.
Good night, my love. God, I hope you can hear me.
Yes, I can. Don't leave me here.
Visiting hours are now over. Visitors should please make their way to the exit. Thank you for your cooperation.
Stephanie, sweetheart, come on, let's go home. I know it's hard, but we need our rest, too.
No, wait, 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 wait. Baby, don't go. Just wait.
Rules are rules.
Okay. I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, that was a close one.
Or was it?
Why couldn't I blink? Were you doing that with your mind?
Somebody has been watching too many movies. Like eye drops. Sometimes you're doing a procedure where you gotta numb someone's eyes, keep them from blinking.
Of course.
I had to improvise. Everyone else up here is, let's just say there's a reason I call it my own little produce aisle.
Nice. That's why no one gets any visitors?
Mostly.
They just leave them here like this?
People lose hope. But no one wants to be the one to pull the plug. I make sure of that. And you know, people get busy. Lots on their minds. Sometimes they forget.
And sometimes you help them.
Now you're starting to get it.
Why would you do that?
You know how hard it is to get by on a nurse's salary? I gotta make sure I'm done with them.
What do you mean, done with them?
I thought old man Magruder was tapped out. But just last month, I found out where he'd hidden that gold watch of his.
Scum.
It ain't like he's using it. Besides, it ain't just about money. Some of them have much better stuff tucked away in those noggins. Take Cindy over there. She may not look like much now, but back in the day, damn. And that girl could party. Hell, let me show you.
What? No, let go of me.
Come on, you like girls, right?
You're disgusting.
You liked it.
I would never do that to someone.
Never say never. Besides, I'll bet you've been doing this stuff for years. Pushing people around, getting in their heads, bringing them over to your way of thinking. You just didn't know you were doing it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Just leave me alone.
The way you slipped into Cindy just now? I'll bet you go back. Hal, what else are you gonna do around here? I tell you what, I'll keep her around, just for you. That DNR of hers ain't going anywhere.
She has a DNR? Then why isn't her family...
I'm the one who found it. Don't worry, they'll find it when I'm ready.
You're a monster.
I'm about ready to cut her loose anyway. After a while, it's like looking at the same old magazines in the dentist waiting room, you know?
Ugh.
But you... Well, I figured you'd be good for a couple of bucks when I saw that engagement ring, but once I got a peek in that head, you're like a 3D IMAX movie. Virtual reality, I mean, damn.
You're not getting in. I'll stop you.
You'll try.
They'll hear me. They will.
Not like that. Oh, I heard you trying. Folks might pick up a feeling, stray thought. Maybe they'll repeat a phrase or two, like your mama did. They're not really thinking about it, but they're not going to hear you. Not like that. Besides, they're going to lose hope soon. Stop coming every day. Once a week, maybe once a month. I'll see to that.
But if you can stop them, then
I
can...
You're not having a conversation. I'm just nudging them in a direction they already want to go. Giving up. Letting go. You know what is easy to make people do?
What?
Forget. When they do, well, I'll be all you've got left. You'll be begging me to visit. And if not, well, I'll get in there one way or the other.
Visiting hours are now over. Visitors should please make their way to the exit. Thank you for your cooperation.
I guess that's it for tonight, my love.
No. No, babe, please, please don't go. Don't forget. Don't forget me. You weren't here yesterday.
I'm sorry I wasn't here yesterday. I just couldn't. Never mind. God, I miss you. Let's go, Dot.
You've got to hear me. I'm still here. I'm still here.
You know, Easter's just around the corner. Sure would be nice to see you back at church. Good night, sweetie.
No, don't. You can't go.
Stephanie?
Oh, my love, hear me. Please hear me.
I'm all right, Dot. But I don't think I can leave her. Not tonight.
Yes?
Why?
I don't know.
Huh. I'm not sure they're going to accept that as a reason.
Evening, ladies. I'm sorry, I guess you didn't hear the PA.
I heard.
Well, then you know it's time to scoot. Rules are...
made to be broken.
What's the harm, Denny?
What's the harm?
Now you know I'm a stickler.
All these patients are comatose. We're not bothering them.
We're awful quiet.
As mice.
Well, if it was up to me...
But it ain't.
That's right. Stand up to that little weasel.
Sorry. It's so sweet seeing y'all's dedication, but it ain't really helping her at this point. The best thing for her would be if you two...
Oh, just shut your goddamn pie hole.
Sorry.
Yes. Yes, baby, it's me, and he's bad. He wants to hurt me. He really wants to hurt me.
What are you doing to her? Answer me, you son of a bitch!
Steph!
You want to leave.
No, I don't.
It's okay, Stephanie. I understand you're emotional. That's natural. I get it.
Take your goddamn hands off her!
All right, now let's all just take a breath.
He won't let us stay. Why won't he let us stay?
Okay, calm down.
It's disruptive.
It is, to the other patients.
Calm down, baby. This isn't helping.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I lost my temper there.
It's all right. You know, you could talk to administration.
Absolutely. Maybe there's something they could do.
First thing tomorrow.
Tomorrow, come on.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
No.
It's probably for the best.
It is, you know. For the best.
For the best. Maybe so.
Well, well. Someone's been a bad girl.
I'll never let you in.
Oh, we're way beyond that, darling.
They'll be back tomorrow. And they'll stay. Or they'll move me.
It pains me to say it, but I do believe you're right. They will be back tomorrow. Only they'll be too late.
What's the matter, sweetie?
I can't leave, Dot. I can't leave.
She's in good hands, Steph.
I can't leave. He's up to something.
Denny?
I know it.
How can you possibly think that...
Stephanie! Help me! Help me!
Stephanie! Stephanie, where are you going?
Fine. I'll let you in. Take what you want from my mind, but just don't...
Too late for that. Ain't safe. Couldn't leave well enough alone, could you? Now they're going to poke around, ask too many questions. Can't risk it. It's for the best.
You don't have to do this.
Yeah, I do. You see, tomorrow morning, you'll be gone. Your girlfriend will think she didn't want to leave your side because somehow she knew you were dying. Your mom, too. She'll blame herself. And in their grief, they'll forget all about me. I'll see to that. Now just relax. I'm just going to put a little shot in your IV drip. You won't feel nothing.
They won't. They'll make you pay for this. They won't forget.
Then I'll have to kill them, too.
No!
What? Jesus, who said that? Magruder?
Stop! No, stop!
Cindy, you... No! Let go of me! Stay back! All of you! This is impossible! You're brain dead! You can't do this!
They're not!
I am!
Ma'am, it's after hours and you're not being rational.
Rational or not? I want to see Dr. Hayes.
I am sure he will be here.
Whoa. I will call the police.
Going, call them.
What the hell?
It's coming from the coma ward.
Jill, baby.
Come on.
Oh, thank God, he's trying to poison me.
Danny, why are you standing in the corner?
Jill!
My baby!
Mom, Stephanie, thank God you're here, babe.
What in the...
Jill?
Oh, wait.
There. That's marginally better. No offense, Mr. Magruder, but I prefer this voice.
I don't understand.
It's me, Mom. It's Jill. I'm the one talking. I'm not in a coma. I had a stroke or something. That's what caused my accident. But I couldn't tell anyone because I'm locked in.
Locked in?
Of course. It's a rare condition, but I took notes about that. I know I took notes about that. I ordered tests, but
I never did them.
Wait, how did you make me...
Oh, my baby!
Don't worry, Mom. I'm working on getting myself out.
How are you talking like this?
I'm not entirely sure.
I thought they were vegetables.
Natasha!
Nurse Denny said.
They are in vegetative states. They're gone. But somehow I'm able to speak through them.
Whoa.
Fascinating.
But you need to know that Cindy, the woman I'm speaking through now, never should have been put on life support in the first place.
She's DNR? Natasha, did you know about this?
How would I know? I just started here.
Denny knew, and he ignored it.
No, no.
It's true. Cindy had a DNR, and I never ran the test on Jill.
Get out of my...
And there's more.
No!
Much more. I want to make a full confession.
I do not!
What are you talking about, Denny?
I've abused my position.
Get out!
Been stealing from all these patients.
Stealing? But you're a nurse.
This watch was Old Man Magruder's.
You said it was an anim...
And generally denying...
No!
These patients...
Stop!
And their families' closure for my own... twisted reasons.
I knew there was something wrong about you.
No, get out of my... I'll kill you, you bitch!
Denny! Get away from her!
I said get away! Oh, and stay down.
All right, Stephanie, all right. Natasha, call the police.
Oh, I'm already on it.
Listen, Doc, you know, get out of my head. You gotta believe.
Danny.
Denny?
Code blue.
You're just saying that because you feel sorry for me.
No, really. I'm happy with the bank vault.
Oh, hey, Doc.
Good morning, Jill. Ready to finally get out of here?
You have no idea. No offense.
I'll be glad to get Jill out of here and far away from that creep and to see him locked up for a long time when he wakes up.
If he wakes up.
That doesn't seem fair.
It is what it is. Come on, my love. We've got a wedding to plan.
So, we're settled on the old bank vault?
God, no, babe. I like the horse farm you found.
Really? I was hoping you would.
It's perfect. And besides, after all this, I think I'd prefer an outdoor wedding.
Well, well, look who's here.
You look the same.
Looks are deceiving. I'm getting stronger.
I can tell.
Payback is a bitch. I can't wait to get to that girlfriend of yours. Oh, is it wife now? Ironic, isn't it? Me coming down with the same rare condition as you.
Ironic.
And the doctor's missing it. I assume you had something to do with that last part? Don't bother answering. We'll discuss it when I get out.
You're not getting out. You didn't just happen to have a stroke, Denny. And you didn't just happen to get locked in. I locked you in. And you are never getting out. All right, then.
I told you. No real change.
Didn't think there would be.
It is so kind of you to visit him, especially after all those awful things he did.
None of us are saints. Besides, I know what it's like in there. So I guess he'll have at least one occasional visitor.
Kindred spirits.
Something like that.
Jill Conway may have walked away from the confines of her bodily prison, but the horrors she faced will continue to haunt her for some time, maybe for all time. On the surface, she'll seem fine, happily married to Stephanie, beginning their new life together, but on some level, she'll always be looking behind her, waiting for the monster to reappear. Because sometimes the happy ending isn't really an ending at all, especially in Uncanny County.
Uncanny County is the unholy creation of Todd Faulkner and Allison Crane. It's produced by Todd Faulkner, Allison Crane, and William Franke, and our executive producer is Jessica Walker. Tonight's episode, Locked In, was written and produced by William Franke. It was recorded and mastered by Kevin Ramsey, and it featured Marta Kirsten as Jill, Matthew Rankin as Denny, Jacqueline Landgraf as Stephanie, Babs Wynn as Dot, and John Fico as Dr. Hayes, along with the vocal talents of Rebecca Benzel, Shelley Davis, Nicole Grevy, and Todd Faulkner. If you're enjoying Uncanny County, please consider supporting us on Patreon. Your monthly contribution will help us to continue bringing our special brand of weirdness to a dimension near you. This is Todd Faulkner from Uncanny County, reminding you that a cloud's silver lining is toxic if inhaled.